All right, moving on to another local project. The Port of Los Angeles is the busiest in the country, moving $284 billion worth of cargo each year. But the diesel trucks that move all that merch are a major contributor to Southern California's poor air quality. So the port is cleaning up its act. On Friday, announced a partnership with the car company Toyota and the energy company Shell to begin using emissions-free hydrogen trucks. For more, we have Gene Soroka, Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles. Gene, welcome to Take Two.
Thank you, Abe. Good to be with you.
Now, this so-called shore-to-store project will bring 10 hydrogen fuel cell trucks to the LA port and also install 100% renewable hydrogen fueling station. Why does your port want to do this?
Well, we've been an environmental leader for the better part of a decade now, starting with our Clean Air Action Plan in the year 2006 to help reduce emissions of all source categories here at the port, and this is our next step into the future.
Why hydrogen, though, instead of maybe, say, electric trucks, plug-in electric trucks?
We remain technology neutral, and we think it's important for innovators to come to the table with their ideas, such as Toyota and Shell in this particular case, along with Kenworth, who will be using their heavy-duty truck platform in this test environment.
What about this idea, though, made you say, okay, this is what we want to go with?
We've already tested a hydrogen fuel cell truck here in Southern California as part of our port drayage community. Toyota's interest was also fascinating to us, where they've dedicated 1,500 hydrogen fuel cell engineers to broader projects in heavy-duty trucks and marine terminal equipment.
Now, most trucks coming in and out of the port run on diesel. How does a hydrogen truck compare with a diesel truck in terms of driving performance?
Thus far in our testing, we're very pleased with the duty cycle, how long could a truck be on the road hauling cargo, how far could it go, and the quietness, very different from a diesel truck.
How quiet? I mean, like just like an electric car kind of quiet?
Not so much, but realistically speaking, as opposed to what you and I traditionally hear moving on our road and freeways, a noticeable difference.
Now, what are the environmental challenges at the port right now? What are the big ones?
Ships, rail, and trucks. And in each area, we have tried to promote an idea of collaboration, bringing the stakeholders, the owners of these companies to the table, and making sure that we can find better ways to reduce those impacts and be more friendlier to our community.
And you've said ships, rail, and trucks. The trucks are the ones you guys could have the most control over or hands-on experience with?
We've got experience in all three areas, and the truck, starting with the Clean Truck Program in 2006, has made a noticeable difference. In fact, reduction of diesel particulate matter has been in the neighborhood of 88% since our Clean Truck Program started years ago, and this is something that we want to proliferate going into the future.
Talking to Gene Soroka, Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles. Now, how much of a difference will these 10 hydrogen fuel cell trucks really make, considering that 10,000 trucks go in and out of the Port of LA and Long Beach each day?
Yeah, now it's all a beginning. And what we see is 465 metric tons of greenhouse gas reduction and 0.72 weighted tons of NOx, ROG, and particulate matter being reduced. But as you rightly say, this is only the beginning, with more than 16,000 trucks registered to move cargo in and out of the port complex.
Gene, can you see a day where all the trucks will be hydrogen fuel cell trucks?
The mayors of Long Beach and Los Angeles created a resolution this past summer to get to zero emissions heavy-duty trucks by the year 2035. Mm-hmm. While we're very bullish on the hydrogen cell truck, there could be other technologies that are invested on and tried out here in our test lab at the port in the not-too-distant future. But this particular project has really got us going in the right direction, and I'm very pleased to see the partners and the way they have come together.
Now, you speak of the partners, this shore-to-store partnership and evolution of Toyota's project, Portal Hydrogen Truck, which Toyota started piloting last year at the Port of Long Beach. Gene, what did you guys learn from that pilot program?
As I mentioned earlier, we learned about duty cycle, the range. About a third of our cargo moves from the Port of LA out to the Inland Empire, to places like Ontario, San Bernardino, etc., and have to get back at nighttime. The other piece was exactly how quickly we could get to commercial availability, where these trucks are affordable and accessible by the drivers and the companies themselves.
Now, the price tag on this project is $82 million, half of which coming from the California Air Resources Board, the other half coming from the project partner companies, Toyota, Shell, and the truck maker Kenworth. Why does something like this cost that much?
Well, it's all about invention. and the beginning of what we need to do, not only with the mobile asset, the truck itself, but this innovation takes infrastructure as well, such as the fueling stations. Toyota, as a company today, has 35 fueling stations in the state, and they want to ramp that up tremendously. So this money, as far as the leading indicator of what is the possibility, really starts with this investment.
So Gene, when does all this start? When does the Port of LA expect to start using the trucks and also get the fueling stations in place?
We're anticipated by the year 2020. And as you correctly mentioned, we have been testing one prototype of the hydrogen fuel cell truck here with Southern Counties Trucking that does a lot of business at the port. And now to put the infrastructure in place and ramp up the production of these Toyota Kenworth trucks will take us just a couple of years to get them on the road and ready into test lab environment.
Gene Soroka is executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. He's been speaking with us about the new shore-to-store project to bring hydrogen fuel cell trucks and 100% renewable hydrogen fueling station to the port. Gene, thanks a lot.
Thank you, A. Pleasure as always.